You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for couples. How are you? I am so happy that you're here. We have been having so much fun with this podcast. People are loving the content, loving the engagement, loving the questions, loving the practices. We're having a great time, having lots of discussions about this topic over on our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and also Couples. Welcome. If we're meeting for the first time, hello there. My name is Joanna Intara. My clients refer to me as the Intimacy Genius, and I am here to empower successful parents and couples to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating having all the hot sex, love, and closeness that they desire and deserve. Also, very much so. So come on over to our Facebook group, say hello. We offer very valuable and practical and simple, easy to follow tools and tips and practices, because I want you to grow into having these things that you really deeply need. I will dare you to try new things and let us know how that goes. Community and connection is really, really important. And this is so that you can actually have the embodiment and the tools to cultivate the hot sex, love, and closeness that you deeply need and desire. In today's topic, we are on the theme of closeness, connection, intimacy. Closeness, connection, intimacy. The number one complaint I hear next to sex is we do not have enough connection. We do not have enough closeness. I probably hear this 20 maybe 30 times a week, possibly, depends, but very often central complaint is one of disconnection. So we're going to turn that around today, and I'm excited to share this information with you. The topic is called When You're Ready to Make the Mess of Relationship into Medicine. This is what you do even if you feel all hope is lost. Even if you feel like you can't do it, even if you feel overwhelmed by the mess, even if you feel hopeless, even if you feel stuck, even if it's been a long time since your relationship felt really good, this is what I want you to tune into. This is what I want you to really hear and get. So if you've been feeling parched in the desert for real intimacy, really want you to check this out and drink it in and take it in. And I'll share with you a little bit. You know, I had to make a crucial shift. I like to share my own story here so you don't think I'm like living in a bed of roses life, you know, which some people think from my images on Instagram and also Facebook. But I think it's really important to be transparent and undefended and vulnerable with you, is that I had to make a crucial shift to finally create the non-negotiable closeness and intimacy that I craved, even with mountains of trauma and shit to overcome. I did. I had tremendous intergenerational trauma that I've spoken about on prior episodes in detail, and how that has affected my relationship to hot sex, love, closeness, parenting, spirituality. You can find more of those episodes on iTunes and SoundCloud. So I want you to settle in and grab yourself a cup of tea or coffee, get in your comfy spot, and listen on in here. So I have shared before that I grew up with virtually no role models on how to do hot sex, love, and closeness. And these are the things that many of my clients share with me, that it's not just, this is not just a nice desire. You know, this is not a nice to have, you know, thing. This is something at some point in the journey, hands down, my clients recognize that they absolutely need this. It is no longer able to be put on the back burner. It is no longer able to be negotiable. And believe me, I just want you to know they have tried. And I also tried myself as well. I should know I was definitely one of those people. And that is why I know exactly how to expertly work with them, because I struggled like crazy. I got into big messes with my hubby. I was full of reactive patterns, full of disconnection, pain, and heartache. And there were times where we simply could not get on the same team because the messes were so huge. And there were traumas and disconnection difficulties from upbringing, which it certainly did not help. And I'll be honest, there were times when I really wanted to throw in the towel. There were times when I cried a lot and felt lost, and he got upset and felt ashamed, like, you know, shouldn't we have all this figured out by now? Maybe like you think or feel. And eventually one day, because critical mass is critical mass, there was a thing that popped it around and turned it around, which was deciding what I'm about to share with you right now. So really listen in deep here too, because this is the thing. And that is the healing elixir that we desired, the healing balm that we wanted, the transformation and more sustainable connection that we desired was available, but not in the way that we thought. We always thought that the mess was the problem. The mess was the enemy, and it is in a certain way. But there was a certain place where we had to come into alliance together to decide this. The medicine is in the mess you find yourselves in. I'm going to say that again. I just want to really say that slowly for my benefit as well as yours. The medicine is in the mess you find yourselves in. And we all hear that. We all may think we know that. I certainly was one of those people, because this is sort of a buzz phrase. But it's a lot easier to say this than to actually find it. But here's what we're going to do to help you find that today. Step one is you really have to get on the same path about finding your way out of the mess. So step one, identifying you're in the mess, and also be on the same path that you're both committed to, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, to finding your way out of the mess. And the mess, here's the thing about the mess. The mess is usually the negative cycle of disconnection that you're probably in right now. Some form or another in your relationship, there is a cycle. There is a cycle of disconnection. It may be small, medium, large, or holy, oh my God, what the fuck are we doing? And every couple can have one, if not multiple. So I think it's really important to get teamed up against the negative cycle, because once you embrace that, you're actually in allyship with each other as opposed to enemies, and you team up against the negative cycle, which is the negative disconnection cycle. Now, a lot of couples, and I think this is really helpful and practical, is to name your disconnection cycle. So say one of you dissociates and one of you gets angry, you could have a fun name of, like, you know, anger meets dissociation or something like that. Or if one of you gets defensive and one of you gets defensive, say, by getting irritated, and another one gets defensive by throwing out barbs, you could be called like barb irritation or something funny like that. And what this does is creates levity, it creates space, it creates humor, and it can start to diffuse the trouble pretty quickly. And then you're freed up. You're really freed up, because instead of the negative cycle controlling you, like we were, when we named it, when we teamed up against it, when we really got creative about the connection that we truly needed, We really did need that. It wasn't negotiable. At a certain point, you know, I used to think it was like nice to have or like a simple desire, but truly, it really was something that we needed in order for the relationship to be sustainable. And the reality is that you literally, you just can't tolerate it for another nanosecond. We couldn't. It came to an urgent, unmanageable, not gonna take this for another second head. And once we realize, wow, okay, we can name the mess. We can see in there what's trying to be born. What is trying to be born through this mess? If we almost like took the mess, say there was like irritation and hurt, right? What is the 180 polarity of irritation and hurt? So irritation, 180 polarity, I see it as actual really deep tenderness. Sometimes when things are so tender and we don't have the internal bandwidth to tolerate that, we can get irritated. I've certainly done that. My partner has done that. I've heard from thousands of people in my work over the years that that's what they've done as well. Hurt can also be one of the feelings that comes up. And I think also tucked away inside hurt is the deep opportunity to be compassionate and to be tender with how, you know, sensitive we actually are. So those are actually the medicines inside the mess of hurt and irritation is tenderness, sensitivity, compassion. That's the medicine. That's the medicine inside that kind of mess. And so then you can get to work cultivating it by teaming up, getting on the same path about finding your way out of the mess, teaming up on getting, you know, getting on top of the negative cycle of disconnection that you're probably experiencing right now. So that creates tremendous freedom, certainly created huge freedom for us, huge liberation, huge space, huge compassion, because we were both miserable in the places where we had the negative cycle. And I know that you just cannot take that. It's not tolerable at a certain point. You know, there's love loss when you don't have that connection happening. Connection is forsaken. There's good times that go by. And forget about hot sex and love if you're dealing with a negative cycle. It can be really, really difficult. Not without the connection to be against the dark cycle and be creative together on getting out of it. Honestly, this is really what it takes. This is what you have to do. There's a place where this is no longer negotiable. So tell me, what one thing will you commit today to turn your mess into the medicine you most need to have more closeness and connection? Because this is honestly really what it takes. And if you have a question about how to do this, if you want to reach out to me, I have room for two people in the next week who have a question about how to flip the switch on the negative cycle and on the disconnection patterns, how to turn your mess into medicine. There's room for two people to get on the phone with me and share with me any challenge that you've got going on. And I'll share with you the one thing that you can do to help turn it around. And I know that I can. I know that it will be amazing. And I also know that it will deeply, deeply help you get going on the hot sex, love, and closeness that you so deeply desire and also really deeply need. So thank you so much for listening today. If this has been helpful for you, I'd love to hear from you over on our Facebook group. I'm also on Instagram under the Intimacy Genius or Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness. I think it's the Intimacy Genius. And I would love to hear from you how this has helped you. You're also welcome to let us know over on iTunes. Feel free to leave us a review. We love that. And we love you for being here and for listening and for being part of our growing audience. Really appreciate your presence and your questions and your comments. And here's to you having all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire and just flourishing in your life because of it. Thank you so much. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.